Football fans, the wait is over. Playoff football is back in action this weekend, and now with Bet365, you can get in on it too. Starting Thursday, Bet365 is offering to double your money with a super boost on one or more passing yards in the Denver versus Buffalo game. That's right, all it takes is one single yard. So even if your team doesn't start strong, you can. Only with Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Select markets only. Minimum, maximum, wager, and fixed boost percentage applies. Super boost for single bets only. T&Cs and restrictions apply.
No, you're good. My sports teams haven't been too good recently, so pretty shit in that direction. I mean, Knicks are eliminated, even though they gave us a good season. Mets are kind of train wrecking right now. But at the same time, like, it's fun to have all these sports going on at once. You know, I'm not a big hockey fan, but, you know, the Rangers are still in it, too. Football's, if you can believe it, is, like, right around the corner. So, I mean, for my team's not doing well, like, kind of sucks. But everything else is, you know, it's good to have sports back, though, in full swing. I hope they do. Yeah, there's some fines dropped too, I think. I didn't see the exact fine of it, but, like, I don't know. I kind of like it. Like, I know there were some people in the comments I was seeing on some of the videos saying, like, oh, you know, it's like a P move. I'm like, dude, nah, it's good to see people fighting. That's like the rowdy, like, racing. Yeah, that's a good point, actually. Yeah. But. Yep. And they had the whole cruise there, his pops was even there fighting too. Like, it was pretty wild. You know what's funny too? And obviously it was real. Like, I mean, it was real, but it's funny, like, kind of the way, like, they had, like, the camera behind him. Yeah, it was like almost like it's like, dude, they were like waiting for that shit to happen. They're like so happy it did. Dude, that video had like a lot of likes, dude. Yep. Yep. Well, dude, even imagine that. They have no idea how to throw a punch. And it's funny, too, because you're right. I didn't even think about that. Like, even in other sports, like, imagine if, like, NBA, football, or baseball, like, a player's going to the other sidelines, and they're just like, yo, get the camera, and just, like, follow him. It would never happen. Like, they break that shit up right away. I was gonna say it's weird when you think about it because even though they do suspensions, it's funny because think about it like even just if any job you've ever worked at, bro, if you're throwing a punch at your coworker, you're done. Like you're done. But like here, it's kind of like, yeah, bro, you're probably going to jail. Like like it's not like dude, there it's like and even with some of these teams, like I don't know as much about Stenhouse's specific team, but like. With a lot of these clubs, sometimes the clubs even pay off the fines. So it's like, It's like, yeah, it's just a way to get your anger out. That's pretty awesome. If I'm not mistaken, I actually read, like, social media-wise, this is actually one of the best years they've had on, like, Twitter and stuff like that with engagements. I don't know if that's real. Don't quote me. Well, they... Yeah, and you gotta promote stuff like that. You gotta kind of, like, you know, bring that juice back. Yep, exactly. No, I agree. Oh, which is actually the reason why I kept him and specifically A-Rod off, because I saw a video that they were some of the top ones that people said for baseball. And dude, I'm telling you, as a Met fan right now, I would take any one of those contracts to guarantee me a World Series any day of the week. Like, not it's it wouldn't even be a question. It's like not a question. The whole point is to win the World Series or a Super Bowl or the finals. Bro, I would have took that with Matt Harvey. If you would go back to 2015 and he like never pitched again, I would have took it. So, which is actually, oh my God. Which is actually one of the main reasons that I kept those guys off. But the guy, like, there's a bunch of contracts obviously out there that are bad. I think the one of recent memory though that's really bad is Jamarcus Russell. I mean, dude, his was, yeah. Does it? No way. Was it actually? Yeah, dude, his is so, I mean, 6 years. I watched a whole video on it. I forgot to give credit to whoever made it, but it was amazing. Like, dude, the shit that was going on with him, like, he legitimately did not care. And like, he walked away. Bro, he basically walked away with about 40 mil for doing shit, like jack shit, like from day one. Like, he basically got drafted, gained a ton of weight. Spending money, paying people off. I mean, it was crazy, like his whole backstory. Yeah. Yes, if I'm not mistaken, it was the first pick. And let's just say if not, it was in the top five, but I'm pretty sure he was the number one pick. Or at least the first. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the thing I don't understand, too, is that, I mean, it's probably is a simple answer to this.
Football fans, the wait is over. Playoff football is back in action this weekend, and now with Bet365, you can get in on it too. Starting Thursday, Bet365 is offering to double your money with a super boost on one or more passing yards in the Denver versus Buffalo game. That's right, all it takes is one single yard. So even if your team doesn't start strong, you can. Only with Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Select markets only. Minimum, maximum, wager, and fixed boost percentage applies. Super boost for single bets only. T&Cs and restrictions apply.
I mean, the coaching staff, obviously, and the players were all against it, but apparently the front ownership wanted it. But, dude, there's got to be some sort of ruling where if, like, a draft pick, especially a top draft pick, doesn't play, like, you can get some sort of there's got to be something. You force him to play or something. And that's the thing. So it's not even like he was ready. So, like, how did they, like... Did no one, like, ghost check on him? Was this all done on the fucking phone or something? Like, no one's... Because apparently, like you said, he wasn't ready. He didn't gain weight. Plus, you're telling me if he wasn't ready to the end of the season, his training camps and all that, that at least even before the main camp, whatever they saw of him couldn't have been that great since then to the contract actual signing. So I don't understand, like... That in a way, I almost blame more ownership than him. I mean, dude, if someone's going to offer it to you and they're dumb enough to give it to you, I mean, obviously they're going to take it. But the thing that really hampers him, though, or excuse me, hampers the league from that, is it's not just a bad contract, but it's a bad contract given to a first draft pick. And now going forward, a lot of teams probably aren't going to do that. And I'm not saying they should, but... But if you're a player going forward, it's kind of like, oh man, like you screwed the rest of us now because now every team's going to go back to you as an example, which they all do, and it just kind of ruins it for the future. So it's not just a bad contract for the team, it's for the whole league and future players. Didn't it also kind of hamper them from getting Machado, too? Because they were still kind of locked on that one. Because I don't think that's why they didn't give Machado an earlier long-term deal. Yeah. Yep. That one I completely agree actually did that. Like, I think the Rays are like, we're not doing that anymore. Again, especially with young prospects. And that's another example of teams doing it to young prospects when you don't know. Oh my gosh. And what's crazy, too, is they keep winning. Chris Archer. Yeah, yeah. And you can even make an argument, not even just the A's, but pretty much any small market team. Like, even like a team like... Obviously, they spend a little bit more, but even like the Mariners, they're not ones to go out and spend big money, and they're actually doing pretty good, too. more philosophy, yeah. Yep. Like the Marlins. Imagine too if they actually, the thing that I think, not just the money that hampers them too, is that if they were in a, I know when everybody talks about this, but dude, like, how are they gonna stay where they are? Like, and even they said they're gonna, their new stadium, it's pretty much like right down the street, which apparently is still a hard location to get to because of the bridges you need to go over. It's like I actually feel like with the way that organization runs with winning, if you actually were in a marketable area and could actually open up the pocketbook here and there for a player or two, that could actually become an exciting franchise. Because they're like the, cause, not to cut you off, I'm sorry, just to save your point, but imagine like the A's in an attractive area and spent money, but the opposite of them, they actually win. So at least they already have the winning part. The other stuff's easy. Well, they were good. Yeah. No, you're good. They've had incredible players too. When you think about it in their history, Ricky Henderson, Vita Blue, Jason Giambi. I mean, like they had a like a Raleigh Fingers. I mean, they have players, man. And the thing is too, if you're an Athletics fan, that's got to be you got to be a little salty about that. It's like the Rays don't spend money, we don't spend money. We have a shit stadium, Rays have a shit stadium, but they fucking win. It's like at least there's the difference. I heard it's one of those stadiums that's like it's like a not like a dump dump, but it's like a shit stadium, but it's like a nostalgic shit stadium where it's like you still like it because of that. Like it's kind of weird to describe it. Like, you know what it is, and I'll say it like this: Fenway, Fenway, bro. Yeah, I was just about to say like I don't want to get hate and call out the Red Sox fans, but like bro, like the stadium's actually kind of like shitty, like in like modern aesthetics part, like the seats are tight as hell, like the ring around it's weird, the getting to and fro spots is really weird, but it's an awesome stadium. And you know what sucks too is that out of and it's not gonna hit yet, and at the same time, I feel like the way the ownership treated the fan base is that why I'm not too upset. But in a way, like growing up, like I did like the Athletics. I thought they were cool. Like they were never like super super good in my lifetime, but I still like them. And it's one of those teams that I will admit I am gonna miss when they eventually aren't like the Oakland Athletics anymore. Apparently. It's probably the same name, right? Yeah. I know what you're about to say. Yes. Yep. That is spot on.
Football fans, the wait is over. Playoff football is back in action this weekend, and now with Bet365, you can get in on it too. Starting Thursday, Bet365 is offering to double your money with a super boost on one or more passing yards in the Denver versus Buffalo game. That's right, all it takes is one single yard. So even if your team doesn't start strong, you can. Only with Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Select markets only. Minimum, maximum, wager, and fixed boost percentage applies. Super boost for single bets only. T&Cs and restrictions apply.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. No, it's like you said, it's actually wild they let them do that. Because it's like, all right, we failed here, so let's take our team and move it while we're going with it. Like, if anything, what could have actually happened is they could have gave them an ultimatum of like, hey, you try to change this team, your philosophy, spend some money, and if you don't, you're out. And then at least give a new guy a chance, like a Steve Cohen, like how the Wilpons did it. Give a new guy a chance, see how that goes. And if this guy doesn't change anything either, then you do it. But to just like you said, to punish the city, that sucks. You could even have did that too, actually. That would have been cool. Do a bid, and then, like, whoever bids can decide if he wants to stay there and move it. That'd be cool. I actually like that. Never happened. I know. Listen to the podcast. So I'm going to just backfire a little bit because I see a lot of Yankee fans getting hyped up about this. And I'll be honest, like, first off, I'm not saying he does not want to be a Yankee. And even though I would love him on the Mets, I'd be shocked if he does leave the Yankees. But people need to remember, the only person he screws himself if he takes a contract now is himself. There's no reason to not let other teams bid against the Yankees. Like, even if the Yankees give you a great number, who's to say they're not going to give you that number going into free agency? It's like, oh, if you don't take this $500 million contract now, we're only going to give you $400 million. That would be also stupid on their part, because then you kind of give him, like, an F you, like, take this now type of scenario. Like I said, you don't want the other teams not bidding. And then the one thing that, like, this was, like, the most minor detail of that. But if something happens this season to where this team really sputters out, and I'm not saying they will. I actually don't. I'd be shocked if they don't even go to the World Series. But let's just say, like, they somehow sputter out and have, like, a tragic September and miss the playoffs, or maybe get in a wild card and get bounced the first wild card and he's unhappy. He's probably not going to want to stay there as much as he would when things are great in May. Like, everything's great in May. Like, if I was him, I would wait to play this whole season out and just, like, because you're not going to lose money anyway. You're freaking Juan Soto. Like, if anything, you're going to get more. But I wouldn't jump the gun too much, especially you. Like, you have all the power in your hands right now. I'm glad the Yankees, from their perspective, they are. I think he will, but the one sneaky team, like really sneaky team, I think the team that's going to go the hardest is the Giants. The Angels, yeah. That's actually a really good point. Yeah. There is also a small part of me that, and not from Soto's perspective, I'm a little curious how much higher they would go in comparison to Judge, and also more for just financial reasons. Because if you think about it, it's not Judge, it's not Soto, it's not Cole, because those are you're talking a chunk of money right there. The thing for the Yankees, why I would also maybe try to wait, is because I would also try to see if you could chip off Stanton's contract, and then that really opens up some books for Soto. But I don't think either team would do it. I think if anything, the Yankees kind of would do like what they did with Judge that a couple years ago. Remember they tried to get him? I think it was like around two, like it was either the 240 or 280. I think it was like 280-ish they were trying to get him. So it would make sense for their perspective. But I just do it for him, like. You're gonna get one of the biggest contracts in all of baseball. I just feel like why would you skip that free agency period? Oh yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. You gotta be so nervous. It's. Take him out to a nice dinner, wine and dine. Now, you know what it is too, and I will say this, and this is a different topic for a different day. If you are the Yankees, you cannot let him go. It would be the Bronx would burn. The Bronx would be on fire. I can't even imagine that. Nope. Dude, it's crazy when you think about it, because and I want to say this, Yankee fans, I have Dominguez in two leagues. I have Spencer Jones. I think your prospects are going to be great, and I like them. That being said, especially if Stanton gets hurt or goes back to, like, older Stanton and some of the guys, like, Rizzo's not as hot and this, that, the other thing, or more even think about last year's lineup, if you take Soto out of that lineup, holy crap. We're talking a completely different team. I don't care if Dominguez replaces him. You take Soto out of that lineup, and this is a completely different team. Yeah. Yep. Even, I mean, they had a couple good stretches with Dominguez there. With, like, that 6-7 days he was there, he was pretty good. But, like, dude, you're telling me, like, you're banking on a guy like that if you didn't have Soto for the next few years? Like, no, you absolutely need to keep Soto. You can't, like, give Yankee fans a taste now and take it away. Yep. Yep, exactly. I honestly was shocked he left there. I remember watching that one for as random as it was. Like, I was super into that one, and yeah, I was shocked that he did. I was shocked that they did. He's still a Clipper, right? Let's just say this. I'm a Met fan, and the closest comparison, and this isn't even like one quarter of Soto, is like Cespedes. And I would have been devastated if we didn't get Cespedes back, and he's nowhere near what Soto was. I can't even fathom that. That's, like, on a different level. I love Pete, not the same level. I, like, it's not even close. Yep. And even that, at least as much, like you said, you got the World Series, plus you saw the team around him starting to go, so it's like, at least, it's like, you didn't want to think it. It's like, dude, even with the Mets this year, if they're shipped by the trade deadline, Pete's gone. Like, it's happening. I'm honestly at the point with the way they're playing is, like, I really didn't want that to happen, but the only issue I'm having with that is, like, would I do it? Yes. At the same time, like, with what they've been doing with prospects recently, I'm having a lot less hope for, like, you know, building this actual farm system we keep talking about, because so far, every prospect you bring up has been a fucking dud. You know what I? I would probably rate it, like, I wouldn't even say a fail. If I had to rate it on, like, a scale of, like, A to F, I would probably put it at, like, a B minus, or maybe, like, a C plus around there, yeah. The problem is this whole, like, have a good year, bad year, good year, bad year, which is, like if, like, a 50%, you know what I mean. The problem is with, like, first off, you're right. I definitely think they should have took a little bit slower. Second off, they definitely should have cleaned house 100%. Like, I'm sorry, Sandy Alderson, but, like, bro, you were there for, like, the 10 to 12 years the Mets, like, I don't want to hear, oh, we had good teams. Like, bro, you were still part of that old regime. This is a new regime. We got to move on. And then the thing I think really hurts them the most, which is, I hate to say it because I really like him and I try to like him, but, like, the more and more I think about it, I think Lindor is a little bit to blame for that contract thing. Because he even said, like, yo, you either pay me now or we ain't even talking all year. And it's like, clearly this is the money he wanted. And you gotta remember, bro, he got $340, right? Which means he was asking for more than $340. Because the team will give the lowest they can give. So he probably was asking for $360, $370. So the fact they gave him $340 and he's in the beginning of the season before he even played, and this is what's happened so far, like, I have to blame him a little bit too. Like, and I'm not saying not Steve Kahn, I'm saying, like, there's a lot of factors going into this. The Yankees are definitely top right now. The Phillies are up there. Yeah, let me quick actually see them in front of me so I can. So I had them written down, but I didn't. Yeah. No, they're the best. They're the best in baseball, actually. No, the Phillies are the best in baseball. The Yankees are second, one ahead. He's having really good starts. Bobby Miller's still hurt, too. Yep. By the way, and I actually have him in fantasy, and it kind of blows me away because I did not realize he's tied for... Technically tied for second with most wins on the team, which is James Paxton has a 2.84 ERA. The thing, it's always the same thing with him. And it's just like, especially if you look at him on the team, like, yeah, 44 innings, it's his walks. Yeah, it's always his walks. That's why he got the contracts that he did, but I mean, I'll give him credit. I know his innings compared to Yamamoto and Glasnow or even Stone, he's got 44 compared to like 50 and 60, and his walks are so high compared to the rest, but dude, 2.4 with a 5-0 record, I'll give him that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was like two or 3 years, which is crazy. Wait till you see what I wrote down. Because I. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Me neither. Yep, I did too. You know, it's funny. See that line? I actually put them over the Braves. I snuck them in at the last second. Oh no, what just happened? Oh, there we go. I know, which is crazy. And we talked a lot of smack about what their like ownership, all of their ownership pretty much said last year that they didn't need to do anything, so I kind of like I'm a little salty that like they are doing good because of that. It's like I wanted to see them like need help. And then just to bounce on that, dude, the only change I had to that list, actually, well, originally I had the exact same list written down, like exactly the same. The Braves I had sixth if I had to put them somewhere. The only one though I did swap at the last second, and the is the Dodgers and the Yankees I swapped, dude. Those were like I didn't know really how to do it. And the only reason I say that is because. After taking a quick look at the Dodgers pitching staff and the guys that you mentioned coming back, a lot of them have actually seen the playoffs a lot. And while they might not always have the best playoff success, they have seen a lot of playoffs. Plus, I'm still not 100% sure what Judge playoffs we're going to get. Like, and the rest of the Yankees team, like, is Rizzo going to be good in the playoffs compared to Freeman? Mookie, you know, Ohtani's hitting crazy. Yeah, and that's not even including some of their other players. That'd be so old school, and to be honest, now it's funny. I didn't even really think about it during the off season, but considering the moves they made with Soto one way and Ohtani the other, it would actually wind up being like one of the more crazy World Series ever. By the way, and just not even because I actually put Freeman in that top three, but just quick taking a look at stats because they're almost identical. Which is Will Smith's amazing. He's actually doing slightly better than Freeman. And then even Max Muncy's having. Oh, dude, one of the best in the game. And then Max Muncy's having about an 800 OPS season. And same thing with Teoscar. So it's like, well, I'm not saying the Yankees aren't good. Like I said, I had them too. Like, it could go either way. So pretty much, other than that, the list is the same. Oh, yeah. I actually like that trade because I feel like also too with the Marlins they might be more willing to do that because it completely doesn't affect them at all in any way. Like they're just sending him all the way on the other side of the country, so I actually do like that one. And plus, I feel like the Marlins have or Mariners have a lot of pitching to spare too. So if like the Marlins want to start adding back to their what usually is a good rotation, that's a good way to do it. I completely agree. We actually mentioned this one quick. And there's two teams that came off to the top of my mind. Sorry, Alex, I'm leaving the Cubs out of this one quick. I'm just not so high on some of the prospect offers we've seen for Pete. But I am throwing this out there. I am going to do a Pete trade out there. And the one trade I'm actually going to say, and like it sucks because we talked about it last year, but I actually have some confidence on it, especially seeing some of the pitchers they have in their organization. But yo, let's go back to the Brewers. If that's the case, go back to the Brewers. And the reason I say this, A, the Brewers are still in first place. They don't seem to do much significant moves. So this is a move I could definitely see them doing because then they wouldn't have to keep him for the year after. Plus, righty lefty to Yelich. And on top of that, the reason why I would feel. There's like, it's like kind of 50-50 because there's a part of me that would also be like, is Stearns just doing it just to kind of like. Like a last thank you, but then I also see it like this: Stearns knows that organization so well that he probably knows what prospects would be worth it, and go back to them for that. The other team that actually came into my mind quick too for another Pete one too because they could definitely use it at DH because Abreu's just been terrible, is the Astros. But the only reason I'm gonna stay away from the Astros a little bit is because we just traded with them last year. And we got some of their better prospects, and I really don't feel like they're going to go back and give us like another haul of prospects for Pete. So I'm going to kind of stick to that Milwaukee one. There's a lot of teams out there that could definitely use Pete somewhere in the lineup, but I kind of feel like with some of the pitchers they have, like I'd be okay with that. Yeah. Plus, at the same time, too, it kind of gives us away from that like enemy territory too. Like I know it's the NL, but like it's plus you wouldn't even see them for half the year, so. No. That's actually would be pretty interesting. I kind of like that. I don't know if Toronto and them would trade, but. Damn, I just thought of one too, actually, now that you said that. And just a rebuttal to the. Oh, that's a pretty interesting one, actually. I like that one. I like that one, actually, a lot. And it's funny because it made me think about this too with Manoah, but actually works with Pete too. Is that would it be funny if it's like for a package for Manoah, they just give Justin Turner as well? Like say they're completely out of it, just so Justin Turner can go back to LA and then just tack on Manoah and give a bunch of prospects back. And then I was also thinking too, because they lost JD. Yeah, because like you said, too, because they and you gotta remember they also did that already with Kike Hernandez last year, so they already have a track record of bringing back guys that were like really important to their team. And that would be kind of like a funny way to do it, plus get something else, because they could also usually use the pitching towards the end to help the guys, so. I was going to say Pete, too, but, like, the problem is that I don't even want to say it, because I don't want to see it, like, Pete on the Dodgers. Oh, it would just make me skeevy. Yeah, I'm feeling like I need a shower. I want to agree with you, and like it's, I know I'm aware of the Knicks hat. I'm not trying to be negative over here. The one thing though that really concerned me about this year, and not even with the coaching staff, it's more of the players themselves. Like, are we like getting into a territory where like some guys might just be this injury prone? Like, Randall's had injury history over his like career, especially like in playoffs. He's a little bit banged up. Like Jalen, obviously, I'm not too worried about him. OG, I mean, bro, you've missed a lot of time this year. A lot of these other guys, like, I'm... First off, the big one is, do you give OG that contract? I'm just leaving that as an objective question out there. But second off, it's just like, dude, like, I don't want to, like, run it back knowing that, like, if two guys go down, like, it's over. Like, I know that you go, I could say that about a lot of teams, but, like, if we're... No, if we're going to do, if we are going to quote unquote run it back with a lot of these guys, yo, you don't need the top five. You don't need the top 10 players being good. You better have your C team being good, because clearly we saw that what can happen if your C team's shit, like you get blown out. So like, I'm okay if we are going to run it back. And I do think like the players that we have in place, like Jalen Brunson is like one of my favorite Knicks I've ever seen in the last 20 years. Like, to be honest, think about, like, honestly, bro, think about it, like, just take the last 15 years, you know, for us, it's more recent memory, like, he's got to be one of our favorites if he's going to continue at this pace, if not the favorite. So, like, I like the direction they're going, but you got to take a good look at what went wrong this year, and the second it starts to happen, well, first off, don't even let it happen next year, prepare for it, but if it starts to happen, you got to really reevaluate everything. Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about Mitch. Yeah, Mitch, oh my God. I actually want him gone. And you know what the problem is, too, especially this year was a good example of it, is that some of the guys that we had on the bench, like, while they did step up in moments, like, here and there, you get different guys. The problem is that it seemed like it was a more of a defensive-oriented B team, where you had guys like Achiuwa there that, like, weren't going to shoot as well, but, oh, they could play some decent defense, get up there. And, or, actually, not shoot as well, like, more of that, not as consistent. Same thing with Burks throughout the year. Once we got him, it was like a zero in the regular season, okay in the postseason when he actually played. But my point being is that they were losing guys to injuries, to where if you put your B team in, you had like no offense, or if like the game was getting close and like you couldn't leave them in too much. Like you said, you had to play those seven. And like it can't be like at that. It can't be like if we play these five and not these five, or you know, this seven and not this. Like, if you go past that seven and you're lost, there's something wrong with the team. Like, you can't do that. You need nine. If you need a lot. You need a full roster. Would you try to keep him over Mitch? I know. I completely agree with that. It's just, hopefully we can. Hopefully. See, it's this is like one of those, like, I hate talking about this because right now I hate the Pacers the way they like beat the Knicks. Like, I did not like that. They really shoved it in our face. And no offense to you guys, but like, our team was hurt. Like, it's not like our, like, it is what it is. That being said, exactly, like, let's not forget it was up 2-0. So, with that being said, with up 2-0, with guys still hurt at that point already, I think the Pacers are going to get smacked. I will say one thing, though. I do think they're going to at least sneak one game out at home, like at their home court. And if not, there's, let's just say this. No way in hell is this going past six, but I think if anything, it's going to end in five to the Celtics, obviously. I think the Pacers are going to get exposed, like you said, with their not playing as much defense. Plus, I feel like they're finally, like, I mean, let's not forget the Celtics are a good team. They've been a good team for a few years now. Like, I mean, hell, they just won it all basically. So, like, I mean, it was not even a full year ago. Like, it's, I definitely think the Pacers are going to like finally meet their match, and I'm pretty happy to see, even though if it's the Celtics doing it. Yeah, he had, yes, 30, yeah. Damn, Edwards didn't even have 20 points. I was gonna say, if you asked me this like 2 days ago, I probably would have picked the Timberwolves, but I actually been siding with the Mavericks more recently myself. It's such a close matchup that it is really. I mean, you can tell from the first game that it is, but even you could just see by like the prime, you know, not just the minutes, but like you said, the points comparison between the two. If you have multiple superstars that could put up 30 plus points with ease, and you have guys, even if you have multiple guys with double digit points, and you're still losing. That's clear comparison in stardom right there. Like, obviously, like you said, they still have great players. Like, I'm actually a big Edwards fan, but like, I mean, you're facing a juggernaut team too. So, it's if anything, I can actually see. I was gonna say this is one that I can actually see going to seven. I think I'm actually a little surprised. Well, let me say this too. From what we've seen throughout the playoffs, when the home team isn't winning in the first game, I think that's a bad sign for them. Yeah, that one's, let's just say this, way more interesting. And I'm usually not as big of a West fan, but like, it's gonna be way more interesting. Yeah, I got like 10 minutes left. No, I must have missed this. Why am I not seeing it? Why do I like not see anything recent on him? What does he look like now? Oh, I see him now. Oh wow, he's got really long hair. Cut that. I saw like a meme picture. I mean, it is pretty long. I mean, oh, is this a fake account? I think you might be right. Yeah, I think you're right. I can't tell. It's like, no, I think that is real, bro. Actually, yeah. I don't know, man. Dude, I'm like pretty positive this is real. I'm seeing it on either way, yeah. It's weird, like I like it and I dislike it, and I'll tell you why. First off, it all depends like how far they're gonna stretch the season. If they actually move it back a little bit, I'm okay with that. Because I don't like it when it's way too earlier in the summer. Because also the fact why I don't like that is because these like preseason games are becoming like almost like a joke kind of game. Like no one's even really hitting hard. Like guys aren't getting their good reps in. To where when the season starts, it's almost like the first like couple weeks are actually like preseason. So if you add another game to that, it's gonna just kind of elongate like the beginning process of like getting ready for the season, which I'm not a big fan of. That being said, the only reason I am a big fan of it, I am not a big fan of the odd number games. I think just having an odd number of games, like 17, just does not sound right to me. So, like, that's actually one of the reasons I am a fan of it. Plus, it's more football. But that's the thing, too. It's so quick, dude. It's so quick from just being from, like, just changing it. Oh, I just thought of something. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Yeah. Almost 60. Yeah, like it's got to be 58, 59. Yeah, which is actually like why I said I'm actually like a fan of it if it gets pressed back. I don't want it earlier. Damn, what was I just about to say too? Oh, you know what's actually one thing that I didn't even think about, and apparently I think the Jaguars are doing it for the first time this year. Which is they're playing back-to-back games in London. And the way they're doing it, was it them that did back-to-back though, or is it, I think it was just a team might have did it. Oh, it was them. Oh, okay. Because okay, I didn't realize it. Well, that actually then kind of, I guess, furthers it too, because the way they do it is one's home, one's away. That's how they count on the schedule. But I guess if you add another game in there, it kind of adds in, like, if you're going to have a team play two foreign games, they can at least still get the 8-8 back home, and it doesn't create, like, a weird, odd thing. Also, too, I got to say just one thing. I guess this is just a completely random question I'll just ask you as a football fan. If you had season tickets to the Eagles, right? And all of a sudden, like, now one game a year, or even maybe possibly two, depending on if the schedule gets elongated. And they get taken away and they play in another stadium. Would you be upset about that? Like, probably. Well, first off, I was going to say maybe they give them the ticket for that game at that place, but I don't think they would. But I was gonna say, but you know what the problem is? I was just thinking, and they probably do discount it. But the problem is that ticket prices keep going up every year, like season tickets do. That the rise of the season tickets, even if it gets taken out, is probably still higher than what it was a year or two or three ago. That's crazy, dude. Dude, the Mets went up this year from last year. Yeah, dude, the guys on the radio were talking about that. No, dude, that's legitimately like one of the reasons. How could you go up after like a 70-something win season? Like, that's crazy. And then not spend money this year. You know what's what I'm actually looking forward to the most? I'm not trying to be like, it's nothing surprising here, but I'm actually looking forward to that Jet game. The first Jet game, because I think it's on Monday. It's Monday. Yeah, it's on Monday Night Football, bro, and Aaron Rodgers possibly not getting hurt after four plays. Like, there is just a part of me that really wants to see, like, him play a full game for the Jets. Oh, yeah. Dude. That's gotta be honestly one of the most deflating sports moments in like a regular season game ever. Like when you think, like I said, I'm not a Jet fan, I'm a Giant fan, but I don't dislike the Jets. I have a lot of Jet fan friends. But just like it's such a Met thing. It's just like imagine you get Aaron Rodgers, like, bro, your team gets that dude, like, that'd be like the Yankees getting Soto, and then the first at bat, he gets hurt. It's like, dude, could you imagine, like, I feel, like, legitimately, if you're like a, and there are some diehard Jet fans, I mean, they legit have a room of Jets. Imagine you're that diehard fan, we finally got our quarterback, you sit down, all your boys are at your house. Oh, that's gotta be devastating. Oh, yeah. That one's, yeah, that's, I'm trying to think of, like, guys that maybe came back recently and just, like, instantly got injured again. There's definitely guys out there, but that one's, like, incredible. Four plays in. Yeah, just a quick, is, no, I don't think so either. Is it like confirmed that he does? Is he going there? By the way, I guess like, I will have one more football point here. I got a quick, because you reminded me with Justin Jefferson thinking about like you know some of these teams that are starting to tear. Let's be honest, they got rid of Kirk Cousins. It's not the same team anymore. You know what team I think will go off this year, randomly will go off this year, and if they don't, I think they're gonna blow it up after this year. Is I think the Bills got to do something, man. I'm not a Bills fan, but like, yo, you're telling me if like they don't do anything with Josh Allen, like, what is it, his fourth or fifth year into his contract now, or going into this upcoming season, like, dude, like, Diggs isn't gonna want to be there anymore. Like, that team, he got traded. What? Oh, that's right. Yeah, to play with fucking Stroud. That's right. That's right. They did that like right after, didn't they? Wait, I gotta. I'm trying to think of the date they did that. Had to be. Okay, yeah, so that's what it was. It wasn't even a month after the Super Bowl. That's why I forgot so fast. It was so quick. It was little. I think Houston's going to go off now that I remembered all this. I completely forgot, bro. Damn, I actually am, like, shocked I forgot that, because I remember him being, like, even the last couple of years so pissed off that, like... Exactly, yeah, he was, too. I feel like it's a scary game if you're a Bears fan, though, because they could go really south really fast, though. I mean, he's a kid, though, so what are you going to do? Yeah, I now that I'm kind of getting my bearings back here, yeah, I think Houston's honestly going to be insanely good this year. Yeah, I got a crazy thing I saw the other day, too, on football. Do you know who the longest current tenured Giant is? There's actually two of them that are the same. Currently on the Giants, who's been there the longest? Yeah. Isn't that crazy to think about? Him and Lawrence. Like, bro, like... I know. I just figured I'd give that last little tidbit, so... I know. It could be a fucking... I could talk about that all day. You know what we could end it with? The Rangers lost game one today against the Panthers. I'm not a hockey fan, but guess what, hockey fans? Don't be alarmed, because I just saw that the Rangers also lost game one at home in 1994. Baseball, 365 days. That's awesome. He's built different, so. Yeah. We'll definitely meet up a baseball game before the season ends, too.